Look alive, bitches, it's showtime.
Did you hear how you were born? Two boxcars crashed together and you popped out of the hobo's butt.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. It's the Saturday before St. Patrick's Day, and in Dallas, that can mean one thing and one thing only, Danny.
What's that, Dave?
The annual St. Patrick's Day block party.
The annual St. Patrick's Day block party.
And that's where we are. We are on the rooftop of the legendary bar, Stan's Blue Note. You saw it all over the news last night if you were watching, because this block party has extra attention put on it this year because of the events of just a week or so ago.
Right.
The fire that wiped out a block of Lower Greenville. And cover down here is $8 today, and the proceeds go to the victims of the fire that happened a couple weeks ago.
They're not allowing anybody in under 21. Did you know that?
That's good.
It's really good. I think it should be 35 and over.
So basically the block party is Greenville between what? Vanderbilt,
Vickery,
and Vickery?
It's Vickery and Vanderbilt.
And there are booze tents set up and down the avenue.
If you want something, you can get it down here for sure. Because we walked over at like 9:50.
There's Barney.
And it is Barney.
Barney!
Don't yell.
You're feeding back into the mic, you idiot.
We haven't even introduced you properly, so just...
No one knows who you are.
Just let the game... We are radio stars.
I am sorry.
You are our invited guest, and you will speak when spoken to.
All right. Yes, we are your master. But we walked over here at, I don't know, 9:45, and I swear, we walk in, and this place is not full, but...
There's a healthy crowd.
A very healthy crowd, and they're already drinking...
What's wrong with that?
How do you drink in the morning? I don't get it.
Were you ever 20?
Nobody here is 20.
Well, in your 20s, idiot.
Yes, I was, meat whistle. But you still don't drink at 10 in the morning.
Yes, you do.
Why?
Because day drinking is fun.
No, it's not. Night drinking is much better.
That's because you're nocturnal. You don't get up out of your coffin until 10 p.m.
So?
If
I just don't understand
Danny is,
this.
If Danny is seen at a bar before 11:30, it's a miracle. Your drinking hours are from 11:30 to 4 in the morning.
What's wrong with that? That's when you're supposed to drink. That's why it was invented. So you can, number one, so you can go to sleep, and number two, so you can lower your standards.
80% of these people will be passed out or asleep by 7 o'clock tonight.
And for most of us, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. And if you're wanting to get out here, you can park at the DART station at Mockingbird, and I think there are shuttles.
Yeah. No, there's not.
What? What are you talking about?
Leave him alone. All right, so yeah, you can take
you
shuttles
can take,
from
take
Mockingbird.
Cabs. Mm-hmm. There's lots of 5-0 all up in here, so you don't want to be drunk driving.
You
today.
Definitely don't want to be drunk driving because...
Or buzz driving.
No, not at all.
Buzz driving is drunk
but
driving.
But you understand it's, what do they call it? It's no refuse weekend or whatever.
Yeah, they're going to take your blood if they stop you.
Yeah, if you get pulled over and you refuse their alcohol testings, then they will get a warrant issued and draw your damn blood. And that really tightens the case when it comes to a DWI trial.
It's Twilight weekend.
You don't want that.
Because they're like vampires.
They're taking your blood. Is that what they really call it?
No.
They call it, you just made that up for comedy.
Yeah, it really worked, too. Speaking of bad jokes, here's our guest today.
It's
Dave Little.
Yes, the inventor of comedy.
He sucks.
That's probably true.
I like to refer to Dave Little as the Caucasian Richard Pryor.
Why?
Because you're funny, and
that's nice.
And Richard Pryor's funny.
Now, Danny, when I spoke to you this morning, you told me that Dave Little got all of 30 minutes of sleep last night because he was up all night with his brand new iPad writing jokes.
Yeah, filling because his iPod didn't have enough memory to contain all of his comedy jokes. He needed the iPad, which has, like, I don't know, 3,000 gigs.
That's
so he's
ridiculous.
Got so many jokes for today. I mean, the material that this man has brought to St. Patrick's Day is head and shoulders above the mountain.
Yeah. I mean, it really is as if we have...
I don't know what that means.
You should write for Hallmark.
It's like we have Dennis Miller or Eddie Murphy.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Or, I don't know.
That one chick?
Somebody else?
Yeah, Ellen.
Ellen DeGeneres?
Yeah, it's like we have Ellen as our co-host today.
That's nice.
Because we have such a hilarious, gifted comedian.
Well, that's very sweet of you to say.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure being here.
That's all you have?
Yeah.
Well,
That girl looks like she's melting into the cement.
Which one?
Oh, dear. The one in the green?
Okay, that joke series can
all in
end.
The green. You said that twice now. Erase that one from the iPad. Just hit delete on that file. All the green jokes.
I don't understand what some women are thinking when they...
Well, we're
going to
find
dress.
Out in a minute because we're going to send your butt down on the street and you can ask these women these very important questions face to face.
I don't mind that.
Yes, open your probing interview questions file on your iPad.
I'm married and I am not afraid of women.
I'm married and I'm extremely afraid of women.
No. You're married and you're extremely afraid of one woman.
Yeah.
No, I'm afraid of all of them.
No. The fear comes from somewhere else.
Yeah, I've been married 20 years, and I'm already vested, so it doesn't matter. I can do whatever.
The length of marriage, it doesn't
She's
compare...
She's going to stage your suicide here soon.
It doesn't compare to the number of marriages that you have combined between Davey and myself.
That's right.
That's true. What is it, five?
I don't know, four, seven?
Yeah, four. Four, but one is current.
Well,
three,
as far as
three
you know.
Are, three are dead.
Three failed.
Three are dead, and one's current.
So between the two of us, we're batting 250.
Yeah,
which will get your ass sent back to the minors.
No, you could bat eight.
Not if you play catcher.
Yeah, but here's the thing: if you don't produce on defense, you're in the minors.
Well,
and I don't have any power.
We're great defenders.
You're a good bunter.
Yeah, but I'm not fast.
That doesn't matter. You bunt selectively.
You don't need speed behind the plate.
You really don't.
Yeah, you do. You need speed on the bases, and to get on the bases, sometimes you need speed.
I think you're a good catcher. I think every time you have something close to you, you catch it.
That doesn't make sense.
Are we now rating what makes sense and what doesn't make sense?
I think you need to go back to your iPad.
I don't have an
iPad.
Try
to find some more jokes.
I don't even think they're out yet.
Well, you could pre-order them.
Yeah, but if you pre-order them, that doesn't mean you have them.
I'm going to make one.
Just pretend.
How can
Jesus.
You make... Pretend Jesus?
I didn't say Jesus.
What are you, a Scientologist?
Okay, that's a good joke.
Okay.
I'll give that one
right.
a 6.5,
right.
maybe a 7.
Okay.
All right, so coming up next, we're going to send
Dave
down.
Is it time
down.
For a break?
We're going to see. Yes, it is. And we're going to send Dave down with the wireless. Because
I have a movie review.
What'd you see?
I can't remember the name of it.
Okay.
It's one with the skinny kid where he's not hot enough for the hot girl and the girl's real hot.
Powder?
Oh,
Powder.
She's out of your league.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that last night.
That looks awful.
Yeah.
Well, we can review it later after we get done with Dave Little's comedy fun.
When are we going to have time for anything other than St. Patrick's Day today?
It's kind of a
You ridiculed
theme.
Me for getting a paper.
Where is your paper?
It's back there. I haven't even cracked it open.
It's gotten a lot of use out of it.
There's no news.
You can take it into the portalette.
Nothing happened last night.
He's right, you know.
Nothing happened last night?
Nothing at all. There's no.
Some dude got hit by a car on 35. Did you hear about that?
Always
he
happens.
Was probably asking for it. Is he alive?
No, he's dead.
Oh. We think he had a sign that said, hit me.
No, he was probably wearing the Bruce Willis sandwich board sign.
He was a fugitive running from the law, and he was trying to cross 35, and he got hit by a van.
Oh, he was a fugitive?
Yeah.
So he was dirty and bad?
He was a bad man.
Well.
He went straight to hell.
You know, when you get in the game, sometimes that happens.
What does that mean?
It's a Wire reference. You would understand.
I
would.
I've seen TV.
I'm from the street.
What street?
Lano.
Vickery.
Wow, man.
All right, park. So we're going to strap Dave Little up with the wireless, and we're going to send him down to check out the scene on St. Patrick's Day. And stay tuned, because the great Gordon Keith in a rant reunion is on the way.
No, it's not.
I'm sure he's in his car. He hasn't texted me yet today, but he said he's going to be here. So we have, I'm sure, at least an hour of Gordon Keith's time today.
Nice.
So basically, we can just turn over the show to these two knotheads and go back to sleep?
Yeah, we can prop two disposed rugs up here and set our headsets on.
There's Rascal Texas Ranger right there.
What does that mean?
He should be a rascal.
What?
He's old.
What?
He should be in a rascal.
More comedy genius just like that coming up
I'm
next.
I'm deleting that file.
Dave Little Wireless Extravaganza on the ticket.
Come on.